Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Last week, the world was placed on notice that the unthinkable might happen, at least in the minds of many people. I'm talking about the devastating events in Hawaii. And to take you back a few days, let me just read to you from a report by CNN, dated January 14. An emergency alert notification sent out on Saturday claiming a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii was a false alarm, according to state leaders and emergency officials, who blamed it on an employee who pushed the wrong button. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, the emergency alert read. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency responded on Twitter, saying, "No missile threat to Hawaii." A second emergency alert was sent to phones in Hawaii 38 minutes after the initial message confirming the false alarm. And let me just say this. Not everybody received the original false alarm on their phones, and not everybody received the retraction on their phones either. The article goes on to say, on Saturday evening, former Defense Secretary William Perry warned it wasn't out of the realm of possibility that a nuclear war could start by accident. Officials also said they are reviewing why some sirens on the island were triggered by the alert when they should not have been. So you see, the entire system was completely, totally screwed up. The Huffington Post wrote on January 14 that the alert forced people to act quickly and make difficult decisions. Many sent messages of goodbye and I love you, in fear they would not be able to say it again. The Washington Post added on January 14, around 8.05 a.m., the Hawaii emergency employee initiated the internal test from a drop-down menu on a computer program. He saw two questions and two options, test missile alert and missile alert. He was supposed to choose the former, but he chose the latter, an initiation of a real live missile alert. Part of what worsened the situation Saturday was that there was no system in place at the state emergency agency for correcting the error. Another incredible problem. I have here a chart, if you please, of such a drop-down menu. It's not quite exactly the one, apparently, which the employee in Hawaii had, but something similar. And it shows you how close those two options are to each other and how easy it is to choose the wrong option. Now, on top of that, the employee was asked, "Are you sure?" And he answered, "Yes, I'm sure," or pushed that button. And then, of course, the alert went out. Now, thinking in terms of how ridiculously incompetent this entire system was, we are now assured that all they are taking precautions, so that couldn't happen again. Well, we'll have to see whether that in fact is going to be true. But the fact that these things could happen and that the panic of the public was such as it was shows how real these terrible, frightening things can be. Breitbart wrote on January 14 that actor Jim Carrey warns that President Donald Trump's insistence on alienating the world will eventually thrust America into unimaginable agony. "I woke up this morning in Hawaii with 10 minutes to live," he wrote on Twitter Saturday. He also went on to say it was a false alarm, but a real psychic warning. And he said that if conditions continue the way they are, we are headed for suffering beyond all imagination. Now, of course, the right-wing press condemned him for that, saying President Trump had nothing to do with the false alarm, which of course is true. He had nothing to do with that. But we must not forget that a climate has been created, a climate which makes the unthinkable thinkable in the minds of the people. And Jim Carrey is right. Terrible things will happen. We will be experiencing suffering beyond all imagination, because Jesus Christ warned of that kind of suffering. The Week wrote on January 16, while it wasn't the president's fault that a state employee created international panic, nor is he the original author of the Korea standoff, there is no question that the threats emanating from his Twitter account have heightened tensions and increased the risk of accidental calamity. The mayhem in Hawaii raised the specter of an accidental nuclear war. The history of the nuclear age is replete with near misses. Apart from the risk of global annihilation, expanding America's nuclear arsenal would be a massive and pointless incineration of national wealth, because this is what, of course, President Trump wants to do. Studies estimate that the United States has spent about $1 trillion a decade designing, building, and maintaining its nuclear weapon inventory, most of which has always been completely unnecessary. And it's not limited to the United States. The world is on edge. And so something happened on January 16. Express reported that a Japanese broadcaster caused widespread fear by incorrectly claiming North Korea had launched a ballistic missile. And the New York Post added on January 16 that the broadcaster corrected the mistake in minutes and issued an on-air apology. But the point remains, how many were panicked by these notifications? Reminds me of an incident which happened many years ago, and Orson Welles, still being very young, had a radio broadcast, which was based on the very famous book by A.G. Wells, The War of the Worlds, where the Martians were attacking the Earth. But he presented it in such a way that he didn't have a disclaimer, and so people listened to this and they believed it. They had all kinds of panic reactions. They called the station. They went out looking for shelter. Some took up weapons to kill people thinking they were the Martians. The fact that such a climate could be created, the fact that people would actually believe in such a thing, was alarming then. Now, of course, we are not going to be facing any attack by non-existent Martians, but we are going to face an attack by other powers, and I'm talking about a nuclear attack. And I'm talking about the fact that Jesus Christ warned of it. Whether it's accidental, whether it's designed, who cares, quite frankly? We are talking about a time, Christ says, it's a great tribulation. So bad, it has never happened before, it will never happen again. If those days wouldn't be shortened, no human being would be saved alive. This has to include nuclear war. There's no doubt about it. However it comes about. Now, we explained to you in our literature how it's going to come about, but right now I also want to talk to you about the fact that when these things are happening and when the days are going to be shortened, Jesus Christ will return. Now, many people have all kinds of funny ideas as to what will happen. How will he return? When will he return? We have a free booklet, When and How Will Christ Return? We are living in the time when Christ will return. It is our generation during which Christ will return. That I can tell you. And you should know from the pages of the Bible how that is going to happen and what are the signs for his coming and what will happen prior to his return. And we are seeing more and more very clearly that his return is imminent. So I thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.